Track 10, Citizen's Advice. It's the middle of November, and already the shops are full of mince pies, and Christmas songs over the tannoy are driving us, well, me anyway, up the wall. And productions of A Christmas Carol are already popping up. Anyway, this month's advice from Citizen's Advice will focus not on Christmas past or Christmas future, but on Christmas presents, the ones that are bought online and don't arrive. Here is Sam to provide some advice.
With Christmas coming, Citizens Advice gets more and more queries about online orders. For example, with it coming up to Christmas, I want to do more shopping online, but there's been things in the news about delivery problems, and I'm worried about not receiving things on time or packages being lost. So what should I do if my parcel goes missing? Well, when you're online shopping, it's not always clear who to contact if things do go wrong. And as a customer, your contract is with the seller that you bought the item from. It's the seller's responsibility to make sure the item is delivered to you, and they should chase the courier to find out what happened to your order if there's a problem. Now, if your parcel hasn't arrived, you can check the delivery address you gave the seller to make sure it's correct, and then contact the seller and ask where your order is. And then if the seller claims they've delivered it or doesn't know where it is, you can ask for a re-delivery. You might be able to get a refund in some circumstances where the delivery time was essential and you let the seller know ahead of time. Under the Consumer Rights Act of 2015, you can ask the seller to deliver the item to you again if the item wasn't delivered either by an agreed date or within a reasonable time, which is usually within 30 days. If the new delivery fails to come within a reasonable time, you can ask the seller for a refund. And another problem that people face is when parcels get left in different places, for example, outside or with a neighbour. Now, if your item was delivered by Royal Mail and they left your package with a neighbour or in a certain place because you told them to, it's not the seller or Royal Mail's responsibility if it gets lost. And if they leave it somewhere you hadn't instructed, it's the seller's responsibility if it does get lost. You should contact the seller to ask for a re-delivery or a refund. Now, if the item was delivered by a courier, check your terms and conditions or account details. They might include other places for delivery, like your porch or a neighbour's house. If you agreed to them, it's not the seller's or the courier's responsibility if your order has gone missing. However, if you did not agree to this, then it's the seller's responsibility if your order does go missing. If you order something from a private seller, or you're still having trouble after trying all the tips above, you can find out more via the Citizens Advice website, and this is at www.citizensadvice.org.uk/consumer/. If you need more advice on consumer problems, you can contact the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline by calling 0808 223 1133, or you can contact Norfolk Citizens Advice for advice on almost anything. So you can call us on 0800 144 8848, or you can send a message on our website, or you can come into one of our offices. The Norwich office is at 83 to 87 Pottergate, Norwich NR2 1DZ.
Thank you, Sam.